there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. I am thrilled to kick off the third season of Simple Acts, Big Impact. As students everywhere head back to school, my guest today will inspire you to be kind to others this school year and to engage in the important work of bridging educational inequity in your community. Rohan and his sister Anya created the Let's Learn Foundation, which provides books, school supplies, classroom equipment, and mental health resources to students throughout Central Texas. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Rohan, today. He is going to tell us all about this wonderful organization he started called Let's Learn. Hey, Rohan, how are you?
Hi, Natalie. It's so great to speak with you today.
Thanks so much for joining me. This is really exciting. I want to hear all about your work, but first, start with where you live, how old you are, what grade you're in, all of that good stuff, and then tell us the story all the way from the very beginning. Tell us everything.
My name is Rohan Satija. I'm 16 years old and I'm a rising senior in high school. I actually start school just next week, so it's really exciting. And my project, my passion project is Let's Learn Foundation. And the story of Let's Learn started in 2018 when I was 10 years old and in fifth grade. I had just immigrated with my family from Auckland, New Zealand to Austin, Texas. And because of being in a completely new environment, in a completely new school, and surrounded by completely new people, I often faced isolation. And that was also due to the bullying that I went through because of my different accent and the cultural differences from my peers. So due to this bullying and isolation that I experienced in fifth grade, I went through mental health struggles of my own, including anxiety and panic attacks. And being an avid reader my whole life, I really found comfort in books during that time, especially in diverse books with other South Asian characters that I related to. For example, one book that I mentioned to everyone is Arusha and the End of Time. It follows a South Asian main character. And when I read that book and books similar, where I read about these characters that I related to winning in their struggles, I felt like I could win in real life too. So because of reading and storytelling, I improved my self-esteem and boosted my well-being, and I eventually improved my mental health struggles. The following year, in sixth grade, I was conducting a school project on social inequities in my area, and being an avid reader and considering the impact that books had had on me, I knew that I wanted to focus on something book-related. So I delved into the existence and researching about book deserts, which are areas where reading materials are difficult to obtain. And oftentimes, book deserts disproportionately affect minority students coming from low-income backgrounds. And considering the impact that books had had on my own mental health, I was just shocked to learn that there were so many kids out there nationwide, and especially in my home state of Texas, that lacked access to those important reading materials. I spoke with my sister, who was younger than me, and she was in fourth grade at the time. And, you know, being 11 and 9 years old, respectively, we didn't know what to do. So we started very small scale. We started our organization, Let's Learn, and we originally called it Let's Read by setting up a lemonade stand at our local park. I think we raised like $50 and we begged our dad to drive us to the dollar store to buy some books that we then donated to our own school. And we kept continuing on with these small scale projects. We ran more lemonade stands. We went door to door selling cookies and kept donating books to our own schools. But still, we didn't feel like we were making the impact that we wanted to make because we weren't targeting communities and schools affected by book deserts. Eventually, we ran our first book drive at our own school, and we, you know, spent all night making posters to hang up around the school, and we advertised it a lot. And that book drive became a roaring success and the foundation of where Let's Learn is today. With that book drive, we donated the books to an underprivileged school in our own school district. And eventually, through word of mouth between district superintendents, we expanded to running book drives all over Central Texas. And because of those efforts and our partners and community efforts over the past 6 years, we've since donated over 60,000 books to over 13,000 underprivileged children. Recently, we also expanded to donating school supplies as well, because educational disparities can cause mental health struggles for children. And we realized that that's not just limited to books. So we've also donated over 105,000 articles of school supplies to over 13,000 underprivileged children. Additionally, we started a collaboration with Active Minds because we believe that mental health education is very important, considering that Let's Learn began with my own mental health struggles. So Active Minds is a leading national mental health nonprofit, and with them, we work to develop mental health kits, including the diverse books that I mentioned earlier, mental health bookmarks that we co-designed, and mental health worksheets for little kids. With Active Minds, I had been following their work for some time, and I was a part of the Active Minds club in my high school, so I knew that they were doing very important work in the mental health space. I just reached out to them through their website, and I told them to get this idea that I had regarding mental health education, and they were on board, so.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, there are so many elements of this that are so amazing that I want to highlight and amplify for our listeners here. First of all, the starting small thing, you know, I mean, again, you and your sister were 11 and 9, and it's funny when you said the lemonade stand earned about $50 and you went to the dollar store, your mom or whoever helped you with it might have spent more than $50 to help you set it up. But, you know, and that's the thing about sometimes these efforts with young children is the performative aspect of it. You know, how much impact are you really making? But the point is that you felt like you were making this impact. You were doing something active, and that grew, right? That it gave you, like, you were bit by the bug a little bit, and then you started thinking, how can we raise money in different ways? And then what I loved about what you said is to move towards a book drive, because a book drive is brilliant. You don't need to raise the money to go buy things, because so many people, everyone really, who has children at home and who is, you know, fortunate enough to be able to afford books, everyone has books that their children have outgrown that are perfectly good that someone else can use. So, you know, instead of throwing them in the garbage, which is just a tremendous waste, adding to the landfill, to recycle, to upcycle, to give those books to someone else, to give them another life is really brilliant. And of course, you'll gather so many more books as you learned quickly. I just love that. I love the mental health connection here. As you pointed out, hearing your story, seeing your story, seeing yourself represented in books, in storytelling, in movies, on television, these things are in the theater is so, so, so important. And so tell me how this grew. You know, you started doing the book drives. Do you have other kids, other teens in other schools that are doing book drives? I mean, is it pretty much just you and your sister? And how many volunteers do you have? Tell me a little bit more about where you're at now, 6 years later.
We now have a volunteer network of over 100 students in Central Texas. And one of the biggest things that I pride myself about in Let's Learn is that we're entirely youth-led. And on our board of directors, there are some adults, but they just serve in the background. And at the forefront of this whole movement are the youth that are volunteering, leading book drives, and, you know, donating book drives, creating new partnerships. So I think, especially since youth are the future in positive social impact work, that was one thing that's really important to me. That's
Absolutely. And also the issues that you raised around school supplies as well. As you know, there are a bunch of efforts around the country. You know, Volunteers of America has something with supplies for success and backpacks and things like that, that you can purchase supplies when you go to the store to get your own school supplies. But that really is, it's an issue of dignity and preparedness and confidence, as you pointed out, right? If a child walks into school next week, when you start school, or in September, when we start school here back in the Northeast, and they don't have the supplies that they need, and sadly, the schools can't supply those things to them, it is embarrassing, and it starts them off in just a terrible way. Like, every child should go to school with a full backpack that has everything they need to be successful and to be confident. And so any effort around that, around the country, in any way, I recommend this to families all the time when they're looking for ways to give back, especially around back to school. Make sure that when you're purchasing, if you're lucky enough to have the resources to get your own child the things that they need, make sure that other children in your community have those things as well. And I love that your foundation moved from just reading, which is so, so important, to everything else that you need to learn, right? And to be successful. So now, as you enter your senior year, I know you have your sister who's kind of following behind you in your footsteps, and you have this incredible army of 100 volunteers. But how do you see this kind of growing and changing? And then when you go off to college, do you see a role for yourself as you get older?
Right now, where we're going with Let's Learn is more in the mental health education space. And one exciting project that I wanted to talk about that I founded just last year as a program within Let's Learn is called the Vibrant Voices Project. And it's a theater program for youth in juvenile detention. Since my sister and I, we've been doing theater since middle school, and we're both very passionate actors. So we founded this program that's a theater program for youth in juvenile detention to convert their mental health struggles into powerful monologues that they can perform for each other. And the main aim of the Vibrant Voices Project is to foster healing self-expression and reduce mental health stigma in juvenile detention populations. And we began last year in our own county, where we're located, Williamson County. But just yesterday, actually, we had our first session at Hays County, which is a neighboring county here in Central Texas. So we're so excited that we're getting the opportunity to expand this program, because it's such a simple yet overlooked way that creativity is, that can improve mental health and improve mental health education.
Absolutely. And I mean, wow, you've really hit on something there, that just to give people an opportunity to express themselves and their feelings and to see themselves in the story, and to use theater and acting and singing and moving your body. I mean, it's just really, really powerful. I love that aspect of this. You know, Rohan, what I am struck by is this all started for you because you moved literally around the world, halfway around the world, to a community that was, you know, where you were, you felt different, and you were bullied for this, and it, and things went, you know, were not smooth when you first arrived, it sounds like, but you've taken that, you know, really kind of hard start and turned it into something really wonderful, and you've clearly impacted so, so many other young people who may be experiencing similar things, different things. Every young person, especially after the pandemic, is experiencing some mental health struggles. And to give people this opportunity to read, to have what they need to be successful in school. And now for these youth who are in juvenile detention, I mean, that's really incredible. These are kids who really need someone to be kind to them and to give them another chance and to let them tell their stories. Imagine someone who feels that they're not being seen or heard, and your program, you know, gives them that opportunity. You know, that's really, really life-changing. Wow, Rohan, I'm super impressed by this whole thing. I just think it's wonderful, and I'm just so pleased to hear your story and to amplify it. It just, again, when life gives you lemons, not to go back to your lemonade stand story, but, you know, to turn it into something really positive and to overcome it in such a wonderful way, not just for yourself, but for other people in your community. It's just incredible. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about where we can learn more, website, social media, if someone wants to reach out and start their own book drive in their own community outside of Texas, if that's possible, to learn from your example.
We're always looking for new people to join and support our mission, because we truly want to bring the gift of education to every student nationwide. So listeners can support and follow my work by visiting Let's Learn Foundation's website at letslearninc.org. And there you can find information on volunteering, donating, or starting similar initiatives in your communities. We're actually starting a program called Little Lemonades, which empowers kids 5 through 10 to start lemonade stands in their own communities and support underprivileged students. Yeah, we are on Instagram and Facebook at Let's Learn Foundation.
Amazing. Rohan, I'm just wishing you the best of luck in your college search and beyond. I know you will not need it. You're going to be very, very successful. What an asset you will be to any college campus. I'm just so, so glad that we met and that I could hear this story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much for your kind words and allowing me to share my story on your podcast.
Absolutely. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.